720 WGN. It is Dane Neal in for Nick DiGilio until 5 a.m. today here on what I hope will be a beautiful day. It's been a kind of a nice summer, Dino, right?
Yeah, we've gotten pretty lucky with the weather, Dane. I've gotten out and played golf quite a bit, and the weather's really been nice.
It hasn't been one of those summers where it's been especially dry or super hot. It hasn't been rainy. The weekends, you know, we've had those years where it's, you know, every weekend it's kind of rainy, or,
right,
you know, it's just kind of, it just works against you. Or those years a couple years ago, I think, where, you know, it's like 90 degrees every day.
It's and
you're
stifling,
just,
yeah.
You're just sweating the whole time. Well, some people are sweating and some people aren't because they're diving off diving boards into water. But down in Rio, I'm not sure what the weather is. I think Elif will probably look that up. But some of the biggest sports moments are being made as we speak. You know, Michael Phelps, 21st.
Yeah, 21. He got a gold medal tonight in the 200 butterfly. A 200-meter butterfly, and then it also had a relay. So it's two medals up to 21 now. That's amazing. No one's going to touch that one.
Maybe there'll be a movie about Michael Phelps coming up. Who knows? Elif just let me know. 70 degrees right now in Rio de Janeiro.
Balmy.
Yes, right. I wonder if there's like, what is like the lake effect, like the couch in the ocean effect temperature brings it up to about
tip the kayak over
about 68. So maybe there'll be a Michael Phelps movie in the future. Then people will be texting that in at 312-981-7200. But until then, they've been texting in about a bunch of different. Field of Dreams is one of those that's got Miracle. We've talked about,
yep,
Rudy. A few people have texted in. So these are the 25 greatest sports movies of all time. We've kind of just braced people that, you know,
some of them are going to be a little surprising, I'm guessing.
They all have a sports theme in common. There's no one that can dispute that there's sports involved in each and every one of these movies.
Sure.
Some of them are Oscar-worthy cinematic classics. Some are just like goofy, like, okay,
have a good time movies.
Some of them have a really good time. Some of them, I mean, they're all some of the greatest sports movies, but some of them have more for you than others. And so the 25th one, Karate Kid. Now, we all saw it. I think we all saw it. I think everybody's seen it at this point. It's been on television so many times.
A million times, yeah.
You know, you've got your wax on, you've got your wax off. You've got Daniel San coming in from New Jersey, fish out of water.
Right.
He's California, wants to learn karate. Why not?
And there's Pat Morita ready to take on that challenge.
And you bring in the bonsai, right? Kind of that one with your zen side.
Yep.
And then they try to sweep the leg.
Of course.
the Cobra.
And there's, you know, the bad guys, the Cobra Kai's never die. So, you know, there's a lot of elements to that movie, but that's number 25.
Daniel-san, Russo, and then you build in a little bit of love with what's her name?
Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah, it was pretty good, right?
Yep.
So Karate Kid, number 25. Think about number 26 and 27. You know, this one's better. A League of Their Own. Now, this was another good movie. Everybody saw. I love Tom Hanks in this movie as kind of the kind of washed up,
oh, right,
drunken player,
yep,
who's there leading what he doesn't know has any merit at all. Like this,
right,
girls team that happens because I think it's during World War II, right?
So everybody's away. So that's what they do to fill in the baseball void is to bring in the women's baseball teams, and which, you know, turned out to be pretty outstanding.
And you look at, I love watching some of these movies that even if it's a movie that you know and that you're familiar with, you watch it again now and you look and see all of those actors that there was a cameo here.
Oh, sure.
Like, hey, that's so-and-so.
Yeah, I recognize that person, right.
And for this one, Rosie O'Donnell, I think this was one of her, I'm not going to say coming out party when it comes to, you know, the acting side, but this, she got a lot of accolades. Before that, she was, I think, just a comedy presence on MTV or something, right?
That was her, and then Madonna was in that movie. There were a lot of different people that you've seen, a lot of
Gina
actors
Davis
in there, too.
Was in
right
there.
Yep.
Yeah, good one. Okay, so 24, A League of Their Own. Then 23, keeping with the baseball theme, 8 Men Out.
Yep, John Cusack was in that one, and among others, and about the White Sox, Black Sox scandal back in the early 1900s. 1919, I believe, was the year that took place. But
bring up Chicago and organized crime. You're going to have Sean Connery, right? And you bring up a baseball movie. Kevin Costner is going to be in there somewhere, but painting the story and the portrait of kind of the dark side of baseball.
Right. That's what that was. I mean, they threw the World Series and Joe Jackson never got in the Hall of Fame because of it. So there's a sidebar that one there.
Keeping it on a baseball theme, kind of. There is a baseball involved along with, I'm not sure if it was a rabid dog, but it certainly was slobbery. Is The Sandlot at,
yep,
number 22.
You're killing me, Smalls. Yeah, that was I enjoyed that movie a lot. James Earl Jones was the neighbor with all the baseballs were ending up in his yard, and the dog was there. Of course, there's a, you know, it was good for, that was a great kids movie to watch too. My brothers and I used to watch that when we were younger.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if you look at that movie, there's probably some of those young actors that have gone on to become older actors as time goes by. 21, and some of the people had texted in for this. At least two people didn't. 312-981-7200. You can do the same. Remember the Titans?
Yeah, that was a great movie. Denzel Washington, about integration back in Virginia back in the 70s. Great soundtrack to that movie as well. I enjoy watching that one.
North Dallas 40. So Nick Nolte, we've all seen the mugshot, and we loved him in 48 Hours.
Yeah, I'm wondering how this one got it. Oh, I mean, you know, maybe it's a cult classic, but not. It's an older movie. You know, it's another one that's back in the 70s again. Nick Nolte and...
they were the Dallas Bulls or something?
Yeah, that was...
it was kind of the, you know, the rogue side of professional football.
Right.
We talked about like Ken Stabler,
yep,
and those Raider teams. This was kind of a movie where a lot of those characters seems like they would,
yeah,
they would be at home on that team.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we've got 19, Bring It On.
That was a cheerleading movie, right?
I guess.
I think it was.
Okay. So before there was Legally Blonde and Devil Wears Prada, there was Bring It On to serve as the go-to girl power cable movie. Try to slip. This is not a democracy. It is a cheerocracy in everyday conversation.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised how easy it is. So, but then again, I think it just shows the range and the scope of sports-related movies. This was a movie, this next one at number 18, that sports-related in an obscure, not super obscure, I mean... But this is just, I think, random rural bicycle racing. Breaking Away.
I like that. That was a great movie.
It was. And you had like a Dennis Quaid, I think, was in,
yep,
that.
Yeah, there was a lot of, you've seen a couple. Paul Dooley was in that. He's been a lot of character actor in a lot of movies. And that was filmed, obviously, in Indiana, the little 500 they do every year there. And yeah, that was a great movie.
Daniel Stern was in that. I mean, it was a really, really good movie. One of those kind of, you know, coming of age movies, one of those underdog against the odds kind of movies. It was really good. An Academy Award winning screenplay. And if you look at it, it looks as though it was as low budget as could possibly
be. I think it was.
Right. And Best Picture nomination, Breaking Away, The Real Deal. Yep. And then 17, this was a movie that changed certainly Sylvester Stallone's life, but a lot of people's.
Over the top?
Oh. That's when you put your hat on.
The greatest arm wrestling movie ever?
Over the Top.
Oh, I know. I'm kidding. We know what's, what's coming here.
That's number 17. Over the Top is probably in the top 10 somewhere. So,
yeah.
So big arm wrestling fans, hold still. It's coming. But 17, Rocky, right?
Yeah. That another cult classic. I mean, that was, you know, I remember going to see that in the theater. That's, and I'm dating myself a little bit, but that was back in 1976. That was a great film. Great film, and Stallone's career just took off from there.
The story, and you can do a little bit of research. I don't have it all right at the top of my mind as far as Rocky, but when you look into that story, and Sylvester Stallone has told it a few times, it is one of the great stories, and one of the, kind of the near kind of tragedies, you know, for a personal career and for a movie that is really, I think, one of the more beloved movies, at least on sports side, that we have is. He had written, I guess he you know, was on hard times and was a struggling actor like so many out there, and had written the screenplay for Rocky, and of course had positioned himself to be in the leading role. And I guess the script was good enough, and he was like shopping it around. And have you heard those where they had the talk of, you know, Steve McQueen
having
would be
somebody
it.
Else
Clint
in there
Eastwood
besides him
would be Rocky, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, at this point, many movies in. You can't imagine it, right? But at the time, you know, and they were offering him, and this is a person with nothing, you know, he had $0. They were offering him, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for the rights to the script to take it. And he tells that story where he knew that he just wouldn't be able to live with himself
if somebody else was doing his.
And then it became the huge success that he had hoped it would be, but he wasn't involved
in it
anymore.
Right, he wasn't a big part of it, right.
And so he stuck to his guns, and on the low-budget side, Breaking Away, as low-budget as it gets, right, a quarry with some beat-up bikes and shirtless Dennis Quaid, you know, probably in his early 20s. But some of the funny things about Rocky, as big a budget movie in the mid-80s as it might have been, back then, I think they filmed it in Philadelphia at the Philadelphia Spectrum.
Right.
They had to, for some of the scenes, you know, Carl Weathers was Apollo Creed. They were going to get Joe Frazier to be a part of it. But Joe Frazier, even though he wasn't a big heavyweight, was still way bigger than the 5'8 Sylvester Stallone. So it just didn't look right.
Right,
know?
Right.
And And so for those scenes, they couldn't get anyone to show up to be the crowd. And this was before CGI, where you could just like animate extra people in there. And so they had to give away free chicken dinners.
That was the hook to get to people get in.
And when they shot the different scenes, they had to move the crowd from one section to another to do it. And in the end, it worked out. But that's some exciting stuff. So look that up and read some of the Rocky stuff. We'll get to some of the other ones, 16, including Slapshot, right? Up to number one for the greatest sports movies of all time. And we're back, 720 WGN, Daniel in the Allstate Showcase studio, bumper free, in for Nick DiGilio until 5 a.m. And we're going through some of the, it says greatest sports movies of all time. I'm not sure what the level of, how they rate them, right? Whether it is the greatest sports accomplishment of all time, whether it's the biggest blockbuster. These are all successful movies. We've heard of them all. I think some, to certain extents, have maybe received some critical acclaim, maybe an award or two. Breaking Away surprised, right? Because when you first write that movie, you don't think
you're going to get an Academy Award, right?
And you never think you would when it comes to number 16. But it is one of the... People mention this movie all the time as one of their favorite sports movies. I wonder if you went around the country if it would be the same thing, or because this is such a rabid hockey town that people look for, or maybe there's just not that many movies about hockey. Of course, we mentioned Miracle with the Olympics, but Slapshot, which was, I think that was a great way to say it. It was, the Animal House meets, like the hockey movie.
Yeah, that was, Paul Newman, the aging veteran. He's the player coach. And just a ragtag group of players on that team, and the Hanson brothers, of course, they bring them in, and
they were real actual people before when the agreement before we came out for Crosstalk. I had mentioned that was one of the first IDs that I had ever gotten in the world of radio. I was super excited to get Jake Hanson to say like, hey, you're listening today, and this was really cool. Were those real? I know they were real actual human beings, but were they actual hockey players? Because they took on the persona of that because it was probably the most noteworthy thing that they'd ever done. And so they'd made appearances to this day, probably.
Right. I think they were at a couple of the Wolves games I was at too, a few years back. But I don't know if they played hockey or not. I don't know the background on that one. That's something we'll have to look into. But they certainly obviously were able to skate around and knock people down. So
number 15, Any Given Sunday. And the answer to
Al Pacino.
Really?
Yeah, that one. I'm not so sure that one should be on the top 25 of all time. I could think of several other ones that might replace that. But
see, that's what it's for. 312-981-7200. Basketball is hilarious. This is coming from the 213, the best movie ever about a fictitious sport. Now, I mentioned it earlier as a movie that probably, doesn't get maybe the... I don't want to say the support it deserves. Maybe it deserves no support, but I saw it. I was entertained by it, and I thought that could actually be a sport. I don't know if it would be like a sport like that, but right where it's kind of like horse.
Yeah, the guys from South Park, they put together the movie. They had a lot of cameos in it. I just remember Bob Costas and Al Michaels with their little the back and forth they were doing during the broadcast of the actual championship game was there were a couple funny moments in there, but I don't know if that one.
That's
I don't
Dino's
think that,
review a couple funny
a
moments.
Couple funny moments, and it was definitely a different type of atmosphere in that one, no doubt about it.
Not sure if there was funny moments, but certainly there was Dolph Lundgren, right? Was he in Rocky IV? Right,
yep.
Yeah. If he dies, he does. Right, he was that guy. So that is number 14.
Rocky IV is number 14.
Well, what other Rocky would you want? Rocky One was Rocky
actually. One. I thought three was better than four,
and I thought one was better than any of them.
Right? How did that one get ahead of the original one?
Yeah, I think it's at this point in the list where we start asking ourselves who made this.
Who made this? Yeah, well, who did make the list? Just out of curiosity, I don't.
The good people over at LF printed it out for us, and so now, okay, so number 13. Oh, it was from USA Today, the respected, vaunted USA Today.
Right.
Thank you, Olive. Yes, the good people. So they know things we don't or cannot understand. So let's just take it at face value. Number 13, White Men Can't Jump. That was a good movie.
Yeah, that was Wesley Snipes and who was the other one?
Rosie Perez was in it.
Yeah, I'm trying
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson, yeah. Basketball movie. I was drawing a blank on Woody Harrelson's name for some reason.
Like, guy, Iowa, cheers. Okay. He was there, but that was a hit movie. And Rosie Perez, again, a scene stealer. And it was like a pop culture kind of thing. Okay, then number 12, Miracle. We've brought that up.
Yeah, we talked about that one, right.
And then bringing in Bill Murray, I wasn't aware he was in that. I haven't seen it in a while. Is Space Jam at number 11?
Yeah, he was in the beginning of the movie with. He's in the movie at the end too because they needed an extra player, so they put Bill Murray out there. But he was in the golf scene when Jordan gets sucked through the golf when they're playing golf. He goes down. And they steal him from the golf course. And that's where all the animation started with when him playing on the animated team. Yeah, I got a little nutty at that point.
219, All the Marbles was one of the movies.
I don't remember that one. But.
And the 847, another. And they've gotten quite a few. There's been at least four or five people that have texted in with the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, there were a couple different versions. Those are entertaining movies. Disney did a good job with that.
Brian Song. That's a great Chicago sports-related movie
right. Coming
in from the 606. I'm going to try to run through these some pretty quick so that we can get them before we have Charlotte Voisey on after the break. But the Hustler, here you go. Okay, Paul Newman.
Newman again and Jackie Gleason.
Totally different movie than Slapshot, right?
Yep.
But and pool-related, still a sport.
Yep.
Yeah, technically. I mean, it's a game. It's a hobby. And that was a great movie. Jackie Gleason, like you said.
George
as Minnesota
Scott
fans.
Was in it. Yep.
That was
a great
awesome.
Cast in that one.
Number 10, He Got Game. Spike Lee's film about a jailed
father. Denzel Washington was the, and actually it was Ray Allen was the main character in that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he did a good job acting-wise, right?
Absolutely.
Then number 9, going all the way back to the Pride of the Yankees.
Wow, Gary Cooper. That goes back when he was playing Lou Gehrig in that movie. And
the luckiest man.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a black and white classic.
So many of these, and there's been some that, you've got basketball. It wasn't even in the list, but you have pool and you have some hockey and some other things. But a lot of the baseball ones are in their Moneyball number 8. Should this be above and ahead of Rocky or The Miracle? I don't know,
yeah,
but it
not.
Was a pretty good movie.
Oh,
about,
no, I have it on. I actually bought that one. So, yep, I enjoyed that.
So Moneyball, for those people, get out there and see it. Billy Bean, Brad Pitt is in it. So kind of.
Yeah, Jonah Hill.
It'll give you a little insight into some of the things that Theo Epstein and everyone is doing here with that they did with the.
Right. That's kind of where it was started back with the Oakland A's.
With the focus on statistics. No statistics, no science, no computers involved in number 7, Caddyshack.
My all-time favorite, but that's my own biased opinion. I it's like if it's on,
I'm
watching. Is it
groundskeeping? I know that there's golf in it. Is it?
Well, I was on a grounds crew at a golf course, so maybe that's kind of why I relate to it a little bit. But no, that was just that's one of those movies where you can just sit back, relax.
You got a baby Ruth in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's mindless entertainment right there, and that's exactly what you need sometimes.
The soundtrack. Wendy and I talked with Kenny Loggins. I think maybe about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
And the soundtrack was as big a hit as a lot of the things going on in the movies. Number 7, Caddyshack. And then number 6, golf-wise, Tin Cup.
Yep.
You brought that one.
Yeah, another one. Yeah, that was another with Kevin Costner, another good movie.
Number 5, back to baseball with The Natural. That was a really great
movie. That was fantastic. Robert Redford, again, the folklore story there. So a great movie.
And then we've got Bull Durham. Which is another baseball movie, Kevin Costner in that. Major League is number 3. So these are some baseball movies. At the end. Now, should Major League be in front of some of these other ones?
No, I would say not, but that's just my own opinion.
Field of Dreams is number 2.
Okay.
A super classic.
Yeah, that's another great movie. So we're down to number 1. What came in at number 1?
The movie that is number 1 is... Let's see. Ba-ba-da-ba. Hoosiers.
Yep. Hoosiers. That's a great movie. I mean, it's hard to argue with that one. With Gene Hackman with the lead role in that one as a basketball coach in a small school in Indiana going on to win the state championship.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper battling his own demons, taking a small team to the promised land.
Yep.
It was a great movie. We can all appreciate that. 312-981-7200. People have texted in with so many. Mary Kay is calling in before we go to break with her favorite sports movie. Mary, welcome to WGN.
Good morning. Love to listen to you guys every day when I'm on the road.
All right, thanks, Mary Kay. When you're not on the road and you're at home at a couch or maybe in an outdoor theater or maybe your vast basement rec room, what movie is your favorite when it comes to sports?
We Are Marshall brings me to tears every time.
Oh, yeah, that's about the football team back in the 70s with the plane crash and you know, bringing the program back after the you know, after that tragic event. And I just watched that movie not too long ago. Matthew McConaughey plays he's the coach that they bring in after the plane crash.
And it doesn't hurt to watch Matthew McConaughey at any time.
He's a little quirky in that movie, though, if you look at him, his mannerisms and stuff. So he's a little odd. It's not like the, you know, the other roles that he's played where he's got his shirt off. And
well, I was going to say, you know, not necessarily true to life to the actual coach, because he, you know, Matthew McConaughey did lobby to have the shirt off the entire thing on the sidelines, which really didn't happen in real life. Well, Mary, thanks so much for adding to the program. Thanks for listening.
Yep, thank you. Good day.